The recent tragedy at the Dillingham Animal Shelter that resulted in the death of six dogs was discussed at length during last week's City Council meeting. KDLG's Mike Mason was there and has this story.
A handful of Dillingham area residents turned out for the City Council meeting to express their opinions about the starvation and dehydration deaths of the six dogs that were under the supervision of the city's animal control officer. That officer has been suspended without pay, and an animal cruelty charge was filed against Travis Barnett on Thursday. The first member of the public to speak to the tragedy at the animal shelter was Dillingham resident Karen Dearlove, who wants the city to get out of the animal shelter business.
All of us had ever heard horror stories about that shelter bear guilt and bear responsibility for better care for the orphaned animals of Dillingham. And I'm here tonight to say that I'll be one of them.
The six dead dogs were discovered in the Dillingham Animal Shelter on December 8th, and that shelter has since been closed. During her city manager's report, Janice Shalansky confirmed that Travis Barnett has been through a pre-termination hearing and will soon be notified of the results of that hearing. The long-term goals outlined by Shalansky include assisting in the coordination of a cost-effective spaying and neutering program, educating the public on being responsible pet owners, and reviewing all facets of the city's euthanasia process. Shalansky confirmed that no one ever came forward to claim ownership of any of the dogs that died in the animal shelter. In response to questions from a couple of media outlets, Shalansky confirmed that Community Service Officer Travis Barnett basically ran the animal control and shelter program since June of 2007, and his immediate supervisor was then Police Chief Richard Thompson. Dillingham City Councilman Keggy Tubbs spoke up in favor of an independent investigation of the incident at the shelter.
Not that I don't have faith in our police department, it's just that it kind of just strikes me a little bit that maybe an independent review of this is needed.
Many of the city council members have received emails, calls, and letters related to the incident at the shelter, including Dillingham Mayor Alice Ruby, who once again characterized what happened as a huge tragedy.
It's certainly been an education for me once again about how quickly people respond to, you know, sort of articles and papers and stuff and assume that it's the whole story.
Shortly after Mayor Ruby's comments, she opened up the meeting to get the thoughts of the larger-than-normal crowd that had gathered for the council meeting. Some of the most passionate testimony came from local dog musher Kyle Bleck, who said there's plenty of blame to go around.
I think that facility, when it was running the way it was designed to run, was an embarrassment. And I think as a community, we absolutely dropped the ball on that. And I personally feel very, very bad about that. I was sick for days, as I think a lot of people were when we learned about what happened. I mean, I don't know how in the world it could have ever gotten quite to that point. I mean, I don't think anyone would have ever, in the wildest dreams, anticipated that that could have happened. But it did.
On Thursday, Dillingham District Attorney Susan Mitchell filed one single count of animal cruelty against Travis Barnett, who, according to the complaint, repeatedly only claimed responsibility for two of the dead dogs in the shelter, while claiming no knowledge of how three of the dogs could have come to be in the shelter. Barnett is scheduled to be arraigned on Thursday, January 14th, in the Dillingham Courthouse. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.